KQED.
The student-run cafe at the California School for the Blind is more than just a place to grab a snack. It's an award-winning idea. The school's cafe will be recognized later this month by the State Department of Education for its innovative approach to helping youth with disabilities. Rachel Dornhelm paid a visit to the school's campus in Fremont.
It's snack time here at the Rocket Shop. Refrigerator cases are stocked with drinks, and displays hold packaged foods with price tags in large type. Other store items are tagged in Braille.
I would like a bottle of water, Eduardo.
5-0-1.
Anything else, buddy?
20-year-old student Eduardo Mendez is behind the cash register. Mendez has wavy black hair and dimples when he smiles, which he does often.
P-O-50 cents.
Okay. Out of one.
A-50 cents.
The shop is equipped with a talking cash register. Its keys are covered in Braille.
50 cents.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Students also have a small scanning machine they can use to verify bills.
Have a good day.
You too, Sam.
Okay.
Mendez says working here is about a lot more than learning to use retail equipment. He says the Rocket Shop has given him a way to meet people that he wouldn't have otherwise.
It kind of comes with the visual impairment, I guess. So sometimes I'll be like, I'm not sure who that person is.
Now, he says, he feels closer to the school community. The California School for the Blind is a public institution that draws kids ages 10 to 21 from around the state. About 80 students live on campus. Around 35 get to work at the Rocket Shop.
It's really a real job. You know, it gives you real money, and it feels good to get a paycheck, right?
While Mendez runs the cash register, fellow student Jote Pierwall stocks soda with a handheld scanner.
So I take the soda, put it, and turn it.
Product. Coca-Cola. Continued.
It's Coca-Cola.
With her gold bracelets jangling, Pierwall runs her finger along a shelf that's labeled in Braille.
This is Diet Pepsi. And this is the one we need.
Pierwall says she's grateful and never imagined she'd get this learning opportunity in an educational setting. Before coming here, she said her teachers even made it hard to translate things into Braille.
When I was younger, I used to think, okay, is this how it's going to be all through school, where teachers are getting angry? And
the school made this vocational program a food stand for a reason. A federal act from the 1930s, the Randolph-Shepard Act, gives people who are blind preference to run food stands in federal buildings. California has a law that gives priority to blind vendors in state buildings as well. School Superintendent Stuart Wittenstein says students here are training for very real jobs once they graduate.
Some of our youngsters have multiple disabilities, and they may not be able to own their own business, but they could work for somebody who does if they get those skills here. And some of our students may very well become Blind Enterprises vendors.
A parent at the school is such a vendor and helped launch the Rocket Shop with equipment and management advice. Joni Patchy runs a concession stand called Joni's at the Employment Development Department in the state capitol. Between serving customers and with her guide dog curled behind her, she says she noticed when she has blind student interns during the summer, they needed to improve certain skills.
Counting change. Figure it out. You have to straighten things up every day when you come in, because sometimes the candy bars get crooked. Things that you don't notice if you don't look for them. And also concentrating on looking at people when you talk to them. Even if you can't see them, you have to face them so that that's part of communication.
Patchy says she's a huge fan of the project and would have been grateful herself for a program like it. Back at the Rocket Shop, teacher Alyssa Chatto agrees. She's come in for a cup of coffee with her guide dog, Ellen.
Good girl. Good dog. Good girl.
Hey, how you doing?
Chatto says when she was the student's age, she didn't have a lot of confidence in herself.
And that's why I particularly want to see these kids succeed. I really want them to get out there and show what they're made of.
Eduardo Mendez and Jote Pierwall will do just that in Sacramento later this month. They'll help accept the Excellence Award the state is giving to the Rocket Shop on May 27th. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.